USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I just want all of Europe to know that the United States is there. The United States is there.
President Biden reaffirming the U.S. commitment to NATO's mutual defense pact as he makes his first visit to the alliance headquarters in Brussels since he took office. Biden continuing his first international trip. His next stop is Geneva for a sit-down with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Researchers at Yale University are taking a close look at the effect of warm weather on the spread of COVID-19. A study released today in the journal Nature Communication found temperatures of more than 68 degrees combined with high humidity and increased UV radiation can lead to a moderately lower number of new infections. Researchers still quick to point out that mask wearing and social distancing still the best way to prevent infection. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in South Carolina talking vaccines. Harris saying vaccines are safe and available for everyone in the United States.
The vaccines have gone through FDA clinical trials, and the FDA has said they are safe to use. They went through the trials.
The Biden administration continuing to make their push to have 70% of all Americans with at least one COVID-19 shot by the 4th of July. Unusual activity at a nuclear power reactor in China has drawn the ire of the United States.
The U.S. government has spent the past week looking into a report of a leak at a Chinese nuclear power plant after a French company that part owns it warned of an imminent radiological threat. The warning accused the Chinese safety authority of raising the acceptable limits for radiation detection outside the Taishan nuclear power plant in the Guangdong province. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Baltimore man who thought he was having a heart attack is apparently okay after stealing a city ambulance. When medics arrived at his home, the 38-year-old allegedly hopped in the ambulance and tried to drive himself to the hospital this morning. Police say he was having a medical crisis and the ambulance wasn't damaged. COVID variants continuing to cause havoc across the United States.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus currently accounts for about 10% of the COVID infections in the U.S., something that Dr. Scott Gottlieb says is likely to go up. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that he expects it to become the dominant variant in the country and even possibly cause a spike in cases in the fall.
So this is more contagious. It appears that people who get this virus have higher viral loads, and they have those viral loads for longer periods of time, so they shed more virus. Right now in the United States, it's about 10% of infections. It's doubling every 2 weeks, so it's probably going to become the dominant strain here in the United States. That doesn't mean that we're going to see a sharp uptick in infections, but it does mean that this is going to take over, and I think the risk is really to the fall that this could spike a new epidemic heading into the fall. The vaccines seem to be effective. The mRNA vaccine seems to be highly effective. Two doses of that vaccine against this variant. The viral vector vaccines from J&J and AstraZeneca also appear to be effective, about 60% effective. The mRNA vaccines are about 88% effective. So we have the tools to control this and defeat it. We just need to use those tools.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.